Priyanka Mathur graces us with her presence in this episode 29 of Personalities at Kerry. Priyanka comes from India with a vast experience in marketing when she worked at Siemens. She's very passionate about her craft and she's concentrating in marketing. Over the summer, she interned at Amazon in Seattle and took up the challenge of a more supply chain oriented role. Let us get right into our conversation with Priyanka Mathur. Hi Priyanka, thank you so much for being on our podcast, Personalities at Kerry. We are on episode 29. And let me just start off by asking you where you come from. I know you're from India and from the land of Rajasthan. So what's your background and what have you done before coming to the MBA? And where have you worked before this?
I worked with Siemens for 5 years. Actually, before Siemens, I worked with Star India. And those who are from India would know Satyam Jayate season one. Mm-hmm. I was in their marketing team and it was awesome learning. And, you know, the ads which come in front of you so innocently and goes just like that. There is so much of analytics which goes behind it as a marketer. You really need to analyze a lot of things. That was my first experience into business analytics and this marketing domain. And it really attracted me most. Like, there's so much one can learn and explore. And then I got this opportunity to work with Siemens, where I joined the business development and strategy team. And because of my background in marketing and technology, I developed some IT platforms, which could bridge the communication gap between customers and internal and external stakeholders. And I was doing great. Everything was going awesome. And then I decided to accelerate my career towards global leadership position. And so came the motivation to do an MBA from an internationally renowned university. And I was looking for an MBA school, which is having great background in technology, like really great set of alumni and a networking opportunity with which I can reach out to people in tech, because post MBA, my plan is to get into technology industry in program or product management domain. So that's where ASU came as amongst my top colleges where I really want to go, and where ASU became the first choice out of those top set also was its alumni based. I tried to reach a lot of people from ASU. I spoke with them, and the kind of accessibility I had with ASU alums, the kind of openness they shared with me, the willingness to support me, that really won me over. So ASU was clearly my first choice, and I'm so, so excited, happy, glad, thankful to be here.
Nice. So you've had a bunch of experience before coming to school, and you came into school with the goal to become a marketing personnel. Right?
Yes.
So, all right. So that's kind of your primary concentration, is that right?
Yes.
And do you have a secondary concentration as well?
So I decided to make my program, actually, it's like a blessing that we have got from our batch that we can make the program as selective and for yourself, and you can really customize your learning experiences. So I decided to have a concentration in marketing and rest take electives which best suit my mm-hmm. interests. So, for example, I've taken a few so far in business analytics, and I'm so glad I did, because in my internship at Amazon, I used so much of SQL and Tableau, which if I would have missed it earlier, it would have been a challenge, but I'm glad I did that. And then I'm also taking German classes now, so mm-hmm. it's like very customized schedule and coursework that I'm having.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you kind of give us a background of how your first year's experience was over here? Everybody says that it was very stressful. Was that the same for you?
Yeah, it was stressful, but I think mentally we were prepared for it. We knew what we are signing up for. And because my husband is also, actually he was doing his MBA when I came here. So he graduated this last May. So I have seen him closely how his life has been. So I was like mentally very prepared to take that. In fact, if you ask from my perspective, I was very excited all through, and so is the excitement even now. I am an optimistic person. I'm always happy, and actually, I'm really glad with all the experiences we had. Yes, it was stressful, and that is why we have gained like personal lessons on time management and prioritization. So I'm glad I had that.
Great.
Yeah.
And you're one of our, you know, international students.
Yes.
And you come all the way from halfway across the world from India.
Yeah.
And I kind of know that your husband is also not in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you manage family? How do you how do you get time to talk to them? And how do you manage that, basically?
Yeah, sure. How do I manage that? So first of all, I'm blessed to have this kind of a relation. Like major objective, I'd say it's like how MBA fell in place was because of my husband moving to USA. So that kind of forced me also to think of something which can enhance my global mobility, and that forced me to think about going for an MBA. So he came, then I came, and now that I'm in US, he has moved to Germany. we had this thing very clear that this initial 2 or 3 years that we are investing in our careers, it's purely for our careers, and we are right now open to the best opportunities. But yeah, the objective is once we graduate, we are both together. So right now we are trying to support each other in different time zones, but we are able to manage it quite well. Like, I really don't know if there's anything, any exciting piece of news I have and it's not known to my husband in next some minutes or seconds, I would say.
Okay.
So it's like very, very synchronized, and same as with my family, my parents, and yeah.
So you're exploiting technology a lot to keep the communication going?
Yeah. Technology is the gel, like.
Great. And what about like all the breaks that you get? Do you always get time to, you know, fly to them, fly to your husband at least, or... does he get time to come here?
Yeah, so he just moved last month, last month. And so winter break, I'm flying to Germany to him. Then my parents would be coming here for my convocation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are meeting like in 2 to 3 months max.
Good.
It's long. I know it's long, but it's working so far.
Okay, and when you had some expectations coming into the school, I know you kind of knew what you're getting into. But has the school given you something that has exceeded your expectations? Any events or any, you know, relationships that you
built
or something like that?
Absolutely. So as I shared with you, what attracted me most to ASU was its alumni base, which was like I tried to reach out to people who were studying at ASU before. Now that I'm in school, I'm interested in any company that I want to approach to, or any upcoming interview that I have, and I reach out to people. That is something which amazes me every time. Like, irrespective of people who have graduated in 90s or, you know, maybe 10, 15 years later, even like people were very open to support you. That is one thing which I'm really happy about. Second important thing is the set of faculties we have. Like when I came to ASU during countdown, I attended Andrea Morales, who's our marketing professor, and she is the most amazing marketing professor I have known so far. I mean, she's a rock star. So her energy it just energizes you. It's mm-hmm. it's so transferable. It's amazing. So the set of faculties and other than Professor Morales, all other marketing professors, other professors also like my current German professors and business analytics and whatnot. So I think our set of faculties is really impressive, and there is so much to learn from everyone. So that is another great thing. Then something I came to know after coming to ASU was, it just happened to me that I came after coming to ASU, but ASU is very well known for its Center for Service Leadership, CSL. So this is a research organization of ASU, which is dedicated to service marketing, and, it brings service professionals from all over the world together to share best practice sharing. Now, I have spent my last 5 years as a service marketer in Siemens. I was responsible for All India Marketing and Strategy for Industry Services. So that made me naturally very passionate about service innovation and how one can differentiate businesses with services. And I'm so glad that ASU is so dedicated to this cause. And through ASU CSL, I got the opportunity to go to symposiums where there were companies like from very diverse industries, and they were all talking about service concepts like NPS, customer success, and
you know, so in a so I came to know, like, in a lot of ways, different industries are different, but at the same time, they're also very similar when it comes to their service practices, and there was so much to learn from there. And I think that resource was available to me only because I was a part of ASU, so I'm glad that happened to me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of mentioned Professor Morales, so the question kind of I ask people is, which is the favorite course you've taken so far? So is
Marketing. Okay. All marketing courses.
Okay, all the marketing courses have been good. Okay.
Yeah, have been great, and other courses have been great too. Yeah.
And for our first years, we kind of want to know a little bit about your process of kind of getting your internship last year.
Sure.
So can you go walk us through that experience?
Yeah, so for my internship search, one thing I'm really fortunate that I was able to figure it out early in my last year. So maybe that is one of the reason I could focus a lot on studies and other aspects in the rest of the year. So last year I got my internship through, before coming to the program, I applied to a portal that's like Forte's career job site. Mm-hmm. Forte is an organization dedicated to accelerate women in business leadership. And they have their events where people can participate, network with companies. At that point, I was not in US, so I couldn't attend the event. However, on their job portal, there was this opening of Amazon MBA program. I applied and and I got it. Besides, I also went to National Black in September. And there also I had a few opportunities, but I decided to go with Amazon.
Okay. And with the Amazon experience, can you give us details about your particular role and maybe the project that you're working on, if it's not proprietary or
I'm very passionate to talk about my project. It was so amazing. So at Amazon, I worked as a senior program manager intern, and my project was about network optimization and planning. So I worked with their global supply chain team in the organization called NASC, North American Sort Centers. And basically my project was middle mile network optimization. To be very honest with you, I came to know about this project, this team that I'm a part of, core supply chain team, on the first day of my orientation. And at that day, I mean, that was the scariest thing ever asked to me, because I come from marketing background. That's my comfort zone, my forte. And, you know, I was very confident, and this was core supply chain. But I decided to go with the flow, to trust in my quick learning abilities as well as my peers who helped me. And as I shared with you, I'm so glad. First of all, we had general supply chain overview classes before we went into the internships. And also, the best part was to learn SQL and Tableau before going, and also decision modeling. So I got to use all that. And towards the end of the internship, I could deliver, so without going into much details about my project, because that's an NDA I've signed, but whatever deliverables I had, I could deliver a little bit more than that. In fact, I developed entire new methodology, which was not existing before. And the kind of feedback I had from my senior management, and when I made my final presentation, my peers like vouched for me how the tools I developed helped them for in their daily lives and saved them so much of effort. So I feel that was very rewarding. And at the end of the internship, my fear, which I had initially about getting into this core supply chain, I felt that this has been one of my accomplishments, because if I wouldn't have gone for this internship, I would have never had this confidence that I can not just thrive in marketing, but in other domains also. So now I'm way more confident in exploring different business domains. And maybe that's the reason we came to MBA. It's not just to stick to one set of domain. And I'm like, very confident in my general management skills also. So,
great.
It helped me.
So coming back to the school life, has there been an experience at school that has kind of stood out to you? You think that, you're at school and you're not expecting this to happen, or something that, you know, people have gone above and beyond to make something happen for you?
People going above and beyond is it's amazing. Like, the kind of people we have here, one of the thing which I'm really happy to explore after coming into the program was the diversity of our program. So we, in our batch, we have students from 24 countries and in just a small student size of 109. So first of all, you get a very close-knit community where you know each other on a very personal level. And besides, you get to explore each other's culture and know about, you know, little nuances, little cultural nuances by being with each other. And that's way more than what you could have learned by just visiting the places for a couple of weeks or so. So I think the diversity has attracted me most. And that's the reason I'm naturally drawn to work for enhancing this diverse student community most, and how can we foster cross-cultural learning. And so I stood up for the position of Vice President International, and mm-hmm. I'm glad that I'm getting to work in something that I'm really passionate about. So to support international students for with enhanced program resources, and also to foster cross-cultural learning, and it's going well.
Nice. Thank so you. You're kind of responsible for Tuesdays with MCA as well this year, right?
Yes, that's also one of the responsibilities.
Okay. Also, apart from school, I know you don't have a lot of time outside of studying and applying for jobs, but do you have any hobbies that you take part in?
Yeah, I try to stay fit. I try to visit SDFC at least 4 times a day, which is a big target in
four
itself.
4 times a day?
Oh, sorry, 4 times a week, okay. Not a day. It doesn't show up, of course. But, you know, the people in my class, at least some people, they are so passionate about staying fit. So just by looking to them, you get so much of energy. And even after a long day, 8 o'clock, you're tired, you want to go back, but you just saw someone coming out of SDFC and that inspires you to go. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep up with that. Besides, what else do I do? So I think enrolling in the German class was also one thing which is kind of out of hobby, to learn different cultures and languages. So that is also going well. Being a part of this MBA program, we get so much opportunities to participate in so many different events. And I think all my weekends are exploring something. So for example, coming week, I have Sky Workshop, which is for which is basically a meditation workshop for students all across ASU. And they'll be teaching us some skills on how do we get, I don't know, how do we set up priorities and get that peace of mind and what can keep us going. Some yoga practices, which will help us now and even later for stress management. So I'm taking that. Next week, I'm going to CSL Symposium. Then there are some case competitions coming up. Mm-hmm. So there's so much, not just in your MBA, like academic learnings or job search, but there's so much to your MBA program, and the onus lies to us to explore more and more and make it a more holistic program for us. So I'm trying to do as much as I can.
Okay. That's pretty exhausting, just listening to how much you're doing this.
It's not exhausting, it's exciting.
Sure. So here are a few questions just to get to know you at a personal level.
Sure.
So don't have to think too much about it. Just whatever comes to mind, just spit
Absolutely.
It out. So do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Yeah, Titanic.
Titanic.
And Three Idiots.
Okay, the two movies. Okay, good. Yeah. Do you have a favorite TV show?
Ah, Game of Thrones.
Okay. You're a big fan?
Big fan.
Okay. What about favorite genre of music and maybe an artist?
Favorite genre of music is Indian music of like 70s and Lata Mangeshkar songs. I would love that.
Classical
Indian classical songs, yeah.
Do you read and do you have a favorite book?
Yeah, I read a lot, but so my genre would be, I'd say, keeping up with business books and mm-hmm. some strategy books. And one of the book I recently read was The Big Four, which was on top four technology firms: Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Google. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep myself abreast with what's latest in business. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite person in history you'd like to have coffee with, get to know them better, living or dead?
I'd go with a living person. I really want to meet Sheryl Sandberg. Mm-hmm. She's my big inspiration. So. It's not just in business world, but something I'm really drawn to is for advancing women in business leadership. And Sheryl Sandberg has, she's currently Chief Operating Officer of Facebook. And she is a big inspiration in that domain. So not just for her herself or her little community, but for world as a whole. And I came to know about her when I was in India, and there was so much of gender disparity in business leadership, which I saw at my workplace, and I was doing some initiatives there. And so I came across her book, Lean In, and when I read it, it was an eye-opener. I used to think that these challenges lie only in third world countries like India, where, you know, we have challenges like education, like proper sanity, like maybe gender disparity. It's only limited to us. But then we came to know that this is a very big issue all over the world. People are fighting, and US is no different. And Sheryl, she is a Harvard graduate and has had an awesome, awesome career progression. But even she had faced so much of, discrimination, and how she is contributing towards bridging in this gap. Mm. And that is personally really inspiring. So if I can, I really want to, learn her perspective and learn from some of her thoughts and meet her in person.
Does that make Facebook one of your companies you are targeting?
Facebook is amongst the top. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
but that's because it's top tech companies. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any pet peeves that you can tell us about?
Pet peeves? What I get irritated with? I don't know, my brother. It's like, I love him the most and I fight with him the most. It's like every day, every conversation.
So whatever he does is annoying to you, apparently.
I think he does it intentionally. But he's just not agreeing to what I say. That's what his favorite thing and my pet peeve.
Okay, so coming back to what you want to do in the future. Mm-hmm. Right after graduation, what is it that you really want to do in terms of a role or a location where you want to be or a company that you want to work for?
Okay, so my plan is to get into, as I shared, in technology domain, technology industry, leading technology firms like Microsoft, Apple, Google, if I'm able to make in some big firm like that, hopefully. And ideal role would be program or product management. Country would be US, of course. And what else do you ask?
So within the US, do you have a particular location?
Oh, no. I've already left my home in search of the best opportunity. So I'm just open to anything.
Okay. And what about, say, 10 years from now, where do you see yourself? Like, what kind of a role? Or do you want to be entrepreneurial so that you can have your own company?
I'm a very intrapreneurial kind of person. Very, very corporate. And in long term, ideally, I would want to be heading a business at a global scale. So that's my long-term goal. So for next 5 to 10 years, I'll try to have an experience in as many different domains as possible, not just marketing, but let's say supply chain, finance, HR, so that I get into that general management position as early as I can.
Hmm. I like that you have a very defined plan for yourself.
It's not a lot of sounds people like have. Defined. Okay.
But you can envision yourself in this particular role or a particular company. I like that.
Sure.
Do you have any advice for the first years who are kind of going through their stressful time right now?
Yeah. So first of all, please don't see it as stress. It's something you are a driven person. That's why you are here and you're getting so much opportunity. So you should be seeing everything as an opportunity and see it as an opportunity to do your time management, your prioritizations well, and try not to just stick with academics and job search, but try to have a very, very holistic MBA experience as much as you can. Try to participate, talk to people, make friends, and enjoy your MBA. That's my suggestion.
And when you're done, mm-hmm. How would you like your peers to remember you?
Wow. How would I want my peers to remember me? Leaving a history is not something I'm eyeing at, but I want to be remembered for my word, the commitments that I made, and how little things, if ever, I was able to help them.
I will always remember you as someone who cooked really well. So
I love cooking, yeah.
So,
cooking. Yeah.
And this is kind of like the time when you can plug whatever, so whatever is going on with your life, or if something, maybe you're the VP of international, so anything that's going on in school, you want to let people know what's going on, this is your time for that.
Wow. So I'm getting a marketing opportunity beyond Tuesdays with them, beyond Monday Minutes and other things. So please listen to this. Next month is Diwali month. That's a very that's the festive season for Indian students and India, and we want to celebrate with entire MBA community. So next month we have a lot of events which are coming up for Diwali specifically. So for example, we are having India dinner where we all will go to a nice Indian restaurant. We'll dance, we'll have good food, and most likely we'll be able to share some things about Diwali, what makes this festival special, and we can let our friends know about it. We also have Tuesdays with MCA next month, which is of course dedicated on India and again Indian festivals like Diwali and Navratri, which is going on right now. We have International Student Mixer coming up early next month again, which is just a casual mixer for all international students so that we can get to know each other better, get to know people who are coming from similar backgrounds, and if there's any anything from international student perspective that we need to be taking care of at this point in time, any paperwork or something, we can have some conversations around it. And even from program resource perspective, if there's anything, that's the best time we can get the feedbacks of everyone and have some conversations flowing about. And what else? Yeah, I think these are pretty much the major activities coming up from international domain. So please, please, please participate. And it's only when everybody participates, it's not just successful, but it's able to meet its intention of cross-cultural learning. So it's our opportunity. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on this podcast episode. If people want to get in touch with you, how would they like meet you on social media or something? You want to give out your
contacts? Yeah, please reach out to me on, I'm on Facebook, I am on my ASU student IDs, priyanka.mathur@asu.edu, and LinkedIn.
Yeah, you're pretty...
And I'm mostly on campus, so please just say hi, have a chat, I'll be very happy to talk.
Alright.
Yeah.
Thank you so much again, and thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Yay! Have a great day.
As you can probably see, Priyanka has a lot to offer, and she will do a wonderful job wherever she ends up after her MBA. All the best to you, Priyanka, and thank you listeners for your support as I keep bringing you more and more personalities at Kerry. Very soon, I will see you in the next one. Goodbye and peace.